Hello guys, welcome back to my podcast. It's your girl Samantha, aka Retendo, and welcome to Retentional Living with Samantha, where we live intentionally for God here. So guys, it has been a kind of like, it's not too much of a hot minute, but I have been kind of off because y'all, your girl's doing a lot of things. And you know, I realized that, you know what, I need to make this a podcast topic one of these days. Just, you know, the idea of having too many fingers in too many like pies, y'all, you will get overwhelmed. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. I am so happy to be back here. And if you checked the cover art for this episode, it's in yellow because we are entering a new season. Where I am, we are getting into the spring season, so I just feel yellow and merry and happy inside, and you know, filled with the joy of God. So today I am coming to you with, you know, a talk, because it has been kind of an up and down kind of situation in my life right now. There's a lot of things that's happening, and I found myself asking myself so many questions, like, is this what you want to keep on doing? Do you want to be always exhausted? Do you want to feel like you're going in circles? Because believe me or not, I am like, I practice my faith, like I pray, I practice my faith all the time, and I'm very like committed to my walk with Christ. But at times I can feel myself getting overwhelmed, and that is a culmination of myself trying to think for God. So today's topic, or today's talk, is basically on how you can really implement being intentional and become a purpose chaser. Because I was listening to Pastor Mike Todd like 2 weeks ago, and he was talking about how our generation is filled with people who are paper chasing and not purpose chasing, which is something I feel a lot of us fall trap to, regardless of whether you're a Christian or not. We are so driven by society and the urge for things we see on social media, all these dreams and ambitions. But I asked myself, is this the life I want to live, where I am constantly having headaches, where I'm constantly thinking, what's the next thing I should do? What's the next thing I should do? And you know, I went back to the basics. When you read Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I realized that I had to like sit back and look at all the things I'm trying to do and reevaluate. Did I even consult God when I was trying to do ABC, you know? Because I was talking to my friend, and she's been a really great friend who's helped me like develop my faith. And she was like, you know, the thing is, people do not realize, or we do not realize, that you can chase anything you like in life, and probabilities those things are going to be difficult to attain. And you'll be asking yourself this question: why is it so difficult for me to reach point A? Why is it so difficult for me to reach point B? But it's because you are walking a life that is not within God's purpose, like for your life. And also, you are refusing to be obedient. And you know, when I think of the word obedient, like I get like chills myself, because I know I'm not as obedient as I would like to be. But you know, as being a Christian, we always talk about we always talk about surrendering ourselves fully in all spheres of our life, so that we deny ourselves, you know, and pick up the cross of Christ. But when we put it into practice, guys, let's be honest right here, it's so difficult to do that, because the fact that you have been used to a certain kind of pleasure, or like yielding to your flesh, for example, it's like it's similar to someone who's trying to lose weight, and they go to the doctor and they're told, well, to lose weight you need to stop eating sugar, you need to cut off sugar. But then when you get home and you realize, oh my God, I cannot drink tea without sugar, I cannot eat like my porridge without sugar, and you know, it's it's similar to the walk with Christ. When you get back from that, you know, I am now a born again Christian, and now you're trying to take steps into the whole life living with Christ, then comes the topic of being obedient, denying yourself over and over and over again, and that way you're building up your righteousness. You're building up like a better stronghold in your life, because, you know, I was listening to something about strongholds. Was it the same? Was it Pastor Mike Todd as well, where he was talking about how we have strongholds from the world, and that like affects how we operate in the world, because we are so lenient on what the world says, and we have created such a stronghold in our lives that anything that happens, if it's a stronghold that you created on a perception of Instagram or Twitter, your whole life is going to be centered around that. So it's similar to how we need to deny ourselves and create an obedience kind of environment. So when you're saying obedience, what are we talking about? Well, let's go back to the working out situation or the losing weight illustration, where you are trying to lose weight and you're told to cut sugar. So being obedient to your diet is basically telling yourself each time you're about to go to sugar, you're like, no, I will be obedient to this diet because I'm trying to attain ABC. And it's similar to our walk with Christ. When you are now in that phase where you're trying to build up your faith and start walking the righteous way, you need to start denying and abiding by what God says. Sometimes God will tell you, child, that guy is not yours. And this guy is ticking all the boxes, guys. We will talk about that one day. But, you know, this guy is ticking all the boxes. And you're like, but God. But then God knows what is good for you. Because, you know, when we talk about the institution of marriage, I am not a marriage expert. Please do not quote me here. But when I was listening to someone speak, and they were like, marriage is a form of worship to God. So once you match yourself with the wrong person, it's like there's discord in your life, you know. And it's hard. I know, like, sometimes we are so stubborn and we're like, God, I know this guy is for me. But then God knows, child, we are going to have problems at point A, B, C. And, you know, sometimes we're like, how do I know it's God speaking? It's so simple. It's so simple. Your gut feeling sometimes is even God, because every time you're with, when you try to do something and you keep on feeling like being stirred in your spirit, trust me, baby, that is God speaking to you. And, you know, it's a lot of times people, we like to think, oh, maybe I'm overthinking something. Oh, maybe it's just me having like my usual anxiety or something. But it's clearly God telling you something is wrong. And I've had so many instances where I've been like, I know God is saying A, but I'm like, let me see for myself. And, you know, it's weird and it's funny when you have to go back and crawl back to God and you be like, yo, God, I know I was trying to write my own life story, but child, it was that ghetto, you know. So it's basically when you're trying to build up that intentional living, you are surrendering yourself, you are abiding by what God says. And once you start creating that kind of environment in your life, which is like praying about every single little thing, because for you to be able to be obedient to God, you need to have a relationship with God where you basically speak to him frequently. And by frequently, I don't mean like having 27 minutes of prayer. No, I have developed, it's my style. I don't know if a lot of people do it, but for me, I just start speaking to God anytime, anywhere I am. Like, I speak to God even in my heart, but sometimes I usually do it out loud. And I've realized that it's not weird for you to have a relationship with God where you're like, I can pray whilst in the toilet, I can pray whilst bathing, because he is omnipresent, he's everywhere. And those are like your prayer rooms. Because for me personally, I live by myself, so I have all this room to do like whatever I want. I can pray whilst I'm cooking. I can pray whilst I'm washing my clothes, because I realize that I have built up a relationship with God where I just say random stuff, and then by the end of the day I see, wow, God said ABC. And it's not difficult. You don't even need to go 15 minutes or 16 minutes. What's important is what you spend your time saying to God, you know. And I'm not an expert to say how to pray or anything, but I've realized that when I pray in truth and without by not making self-centered prayers, I feel so much better, and I feel so enriched, and my spirit and my soul feels edified. Because when you, like, it's a basic concept, it's better to give than to receive. Sometimes I don't give people physically, but I might decide I'm going to devote this day to praying for this person. And guys, it is one of the most rewarding feeling you can ever have. Like, just devoting like 10 minutes and you'll be like, I've got my friend ABC. And you don't even need to tell them. It's like you're just, what do they call it, interceding on behalf of them. And, you know, I was listening to Pastor Mike Todd last week, and he was like, you know, most people think when we are talking about giving, we are talking about money all the time. But it's not about money. It's about what you are giving, what you are letting go from yourself and passing on to the next person. And you don't have to receive that. Like, now as Christians, we are more of transactional Christians, where you're like, okay, I'm going to tithe a $10,000. Maybe God will give it back to me as $100,000. But it's not about that. That is not being fair, because if we're being honest, God doesn't need anything from us. He doesn't need anything. This is just a way to see how much you'd be willing to pass on a blessing to somebody else. And you know, the prayer might not be answered through monetary terms, but you know, there are small things that are happening in your life. Your parents are alive. That is God paying you back for whatever you have decided to give back. Because I, like, guys, each and every day I'm discovering so many new facets of walking with Christ. It's such an amazing journey that I feel we have been given, or it has been presented to us in such a way that a lot of young people don't want to invest time in being prayerful. But it's genuinely a very fulfilling and fruitful relationship. And once you're intentional about it, child, it's just amazing. So today I just came here to to encourage you to not give up, because I know sometimes you are in the storm and you are like, and wondering, guys, I've been praying, I've been doing ABC, like I've been doing everything, but then nothing seems to be coming back to me. But trust me, keep on investing those prayers, keep on investing in your giving, and above all, try to identify your purpose in Christ. Because once you live a life that is without purpose, it's like you're a headless chicken just running around. Because as I said from the beginning of this talk, I think I went on a tangent there, but I asked myself, why am I like struggling so much? Because I have my fingers in so many pies. I naturally am someone who's very energetic, hyper, if you say, and once an idea pops into my head, I want to put it into action. And then when my friend told me about the concept of asking God, is this really what I'm supposed to do, everything changed. So like, I can get a million ideas, and trust me, they are valid, but are they what God wants you to do? You know, our minds are surrounded by a lot of noise, and sometimes we think this is a thing from God when it's just something that's been in your subconscious and it has just been magnified by the strongholds that are around you, which can be Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, everything, and you lose focus of your real purpose. So today I just want you to take a moment, pray, ask God to direct you. And you know, I was listening to Sandra speak the other day, and she was like, you know, people think purpose is only based in church, or in serving, like in church. But purpose can be, you can have a purpose in opening orphanages. You can have purpose in being a doctor because you have that like marked as your purpose on this planet. Don't think all those tech gurus were bringing like technology. Sometimes it was their purpose. It's just unfortunate that those spheres of influence have been like overtaken by the dark world, and now we think everything is bad. Like, clearly the internet was made for us to be able to connect, and it's the biggest tool we could have been using to spread the word of God. Like, you can see during the lockdown period how much we used online church. Can you imagine if we had just harnessed that tool for things that are healthy and will bring growth to us spiritually? So yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with me. It is so wonderful hang out with you guys. Like, today I didn't have any notes. This is me speaking from my head, and sometimes I tend to go on a tangent, but that is just me letting out, because this is the space where I can just be free and share with you how much I am, you know, enjoying my walk with Christ. Before I go, I will share a Bible verse that I read today in the morning, and it was from Matthew 3 verse 8, and it says, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And I was like, what does that mean? And then fortunately the Bible guide that I was reading said, repentance means to change your mind and turn around to head in a new direction. If the change is genuine, it will produce measurable results. It will bear fruit. So that is what I'm living. I'm challenging you today to look at yourself and look at how far you have come from the time you decided to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. What fruits have you brought forward? Because your repentance, if it's genuine, it needs to have like results. What has changed about you? So thank you so much. I love you all, guys. Goodbye. Until next time, keep on being intentional. I love you guys.